Welcome to This is Henderson, the official podcast of the Henderson Tourist Commission, where we break down all things Henderson happenings, history, and hotspots. This is Abby Dixon.
And this is Ellie Keelan.
And this is Henderson.
All right, everybody, we are back for our third episode of This is Henderson with the Henderson Tourist Commission. And today, Ellie and I are very, very excited.
Super excited.
We have a great guest. We're going to get the inside scoop on all things bed and breakfast, innkeeping, what it's like to be a downtowner, et cetera. We have Greg Gibson in the house.
Hello, Greg Gibson.
Welcome, Greg.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
I'll tell y'all. So we have Greg, who is not only all of those things I mentioned before, he's also a great customer of the Depot gift shop.
Yeah, I love your gifts.
He is the best smelling man in Henderson.
Oh, well, that's a plus.
It's a bold statement, but it's the truth.
I'll second that. Right.
And he's really just a great advocate and a great friend. So
I love downtown.
Well, we do too.
I love downtown.
Tell us just a little bit about yourself.
A little bit about Greg. Greg was born and raised here in Henderson, Kentucky. I graduated from Henderson County High School in 1977. Went out on the hill for the first year. Worked in my family's business for the second year and said, oh, no, I don't want to do that.
Stay away.
I got accepted into architecture at the University of Cincinnati. That was a six-year program. I already had been on the hill for a year, worked in my family business for a year. I was going to be 35 when I graduated from college. I said, no. Changed my major to business.
Okay.
Did 3 years of business. Then it came time to take an elective. I took an elective class, a drawing class in the art college and design college. Turned to my neighbor sitting this close and said, Michael Smith from Chicago, what's your major? He said, industrial design. I said, what in the hell is industrial design? He said, well, have you ever thought about who designs like automobiles, cars, furniture, toys, all this stuff we're using here today? I said, that's really cool. And Marty Tucker, different, yes. Uh-huh. Marty Tucker, the instructor, said, why aren't you in this college? You're talented. I said, I didn't want to be in school forever. Uh-huh. So I walked downstairs, signed up for a five-year program.
There you go.
So I finished my business degree. Finished an industrial design degree, and I was 95 when I graduated. No, I'm glad I did. I interned with Macy's in New York City designing floats for the Thanksgiving Day parade.
That's really cool.
And what then I went to be an Imagineer at Walt Disney World.
So cool.
And I lived in Florida for 20 years.
And what brought you back to Henderson? When did you come back?
I came back, if the math is correct, I came back about 22 years ago. My mom was taking care of my 90-year-old grandmother by herself.
Wow.
And I had 8 years with my grandmother before she passed away, which was awesome.
Yeah. Such a gift to you.
Yeah, it's a gift to me, yes. Very much a gift to me. So that's a little bit about me. I'm on about five boards here in Henderson. I'm the innkeeper at Ellen Bed and Breakfast, which oddly enough, I almost bought a bed and breakfast when I lived in Florida,
yeah,
but I didn't. And now I'm running one, so that's kind of you know.
Life scary. Has a funny way about
it. It does. But I enjoy it because I love the people.
Yeah. Well, we can't wait to hear more of those stories because really, you're on the front lines with our visitors. Mm-hmm. Like, you hear all of their stories. You hear about their experiences, where they're from. So we want to hear more about that.
It was so fun this weekend because all the people were in for the eclipse, and they were from Denver, Colorado, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, and Murray.
Yeah. And you offer such a great experience for people that's not just your traditional.
It's not.
Hotel
they get
stay.
To have breakfast with me every morning.
Yeah. It's like real hospitality in action.
It is.
Super cool.
It is.
Speaking of breakfast.
Yes.
This isn't quite breakfast, but we do have our Bluegrass Bites segment, and we are so sad. Greg just came from the dentist.
I did. And yeah. In fact, I text Zach, and I said, will you please work me in today? And he said, yes, I will. So.
He said, I don't want to eat this food.
Yeah. So Greg's not going to join us.
I'm not, but it sure looks good.
Yeah, you'll just have to hear me and Abby chewing.
Okay, that's fine.
Ellie, tell them what we've got today.
We ordered the falafel platter from Olea
Fusion Bistro.
Yeah.
Kind of a newer spot in Henderson. It's very good.
I've only had brunch there twice. I haven't had lunch or dinner.
I have had brunch, lunch, and dinner.
All right. Mm-hmm. And what is, do you give them all A's?
Yes, like great reviews. I had the Greek omelet for brunch, mm-hmm. and it was absolutely mm-hmm. delicious. We had a steak for dinner. It was great. And Ellie and I went to lunch, and we both had pasta.
Mm-hmm.
And it was super good.
I can't remember the name of it, but it was good. I don't either. It was a little spicy, too.
Yeah, we had different dishes. So they're right on 2nd Street mm-hmm. downtown.
OCKB area.
Yep. Almost as close to the river as you can get next to On Deck.
Next to On Deck.
It's a beautiful space. Mm-hmm. They opened in December. They serve Mediterranean, Spanish, fusion. Everything is super fresh.
I haven't had anything bad there. It's all good.
So shout out to our friends at Olea.
Yeah.
Olea. And on that note, let's dig in.
All right. Y'all go right ahead.
I love falafel so much.
It's kind of like a hush puppy.
Mm-hmm.
Like a Mediterranean hush puppy.
I guess you could say that.
It looks delicious.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put
it. You got some cucumber and... You know, I didn't give you any tomatoes. There were tomatoes in there.
Yeah, Greg did plate our
I plated their food. For us.
The other thing about their food is it's so, like, pretty. Mm-hmm. You know?
It is.
Colorful.
It's colorful. You like what you're eating. I'm just going to take it with my hand.
Okay, loving the falafel. Texture's good. Flavor's good. We got some comments that we needed to be a little more descriptive of the food and not just sit here and say, that's good. That's good. So we're trying to give you all a little bit more today.
Have you ever watched the Jason show on TV, on YouTube? He's only on YouTube. He's from Minneapolis. He loves Orlando. He's in the Orlando market. But he's a gay guy that has been in the radio and TV business for like 30 years. I think he's 42.
Okay.
He's got a sidekick, and she's really beautiful. And you're going to need to check out that show, though, the Jason show. YouTube it.
Got it.
YouTube
They have eating segments and cooking mm-hmm. segments, and it's fun.
Yeah. Fun.
We watch it. We record. We don't record it. You don't have to record it on YouTube. We just watch it every night.
Nice. We'll
Lasts
check that
about
out.
An hour. Yeah.
I just had the pita with the – it's like a chickpea hummus dip, and it's super
– It's super good.
Very flavorful.
This is what I've gotten the last couple of times I've been. And I've never been disappointed.
This could be like an appetizer, or I feel like mm-hmm. if you're looking for just kind of a
lighter
lunch
mm-hmm.
it's perfect.
Yeah. And their falafel's really soft in the middle
mm-hmm.
and kind of creamy.
Yeah.
Which sometimes you don't get. Sometimes your falafel can be kind of dry.
Crispy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We'll be back.
Either way.
I'll be back.
We'll be back. Okay. Go see our friends at Olea. Tell them we sent you. Okay. So I think... It's time. We got a little bit of a preview. I think it's time, Ellie, that we just really dig in to these stories that Greg has. Tales of an Innkeeper.
I'm really excited about this.
Tales of an Innkeeper. Da, da, da. That sounds like a drama.
It does. So my first question, Greg, is pretty general. But what if I book a room at the LNN?
What happens?
Yeah. Just walk me through what that experience
is. That is true.
Like.
That's a very good question because a lot of people – who come to us and stay with us have never stayed at a bed and breakfast. And then there's a lot of people that seek out bed and breakfast, but what you're actually purchasing is a bed for the night and breakfast the next morning.
Yeah, so and just write the name.
The name says it all.
We keep it simple.
Bed and breakfast.
Yeah.
They say, do you serve lunch or wine in the afternoon or cocktails or dinner? No. The answer is no. But some bed and breakfast do have a complimentary cookies or wine in the afternoon, but we don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
That was a Mary Elizabeth thing, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And Mary Elizabeth was actually the founder. This was a cottage industry business that was hers. The way it all came about, I think you've heard this story, Abby, but our listeners may not have heard it. Nibby was on tourism board for almost 20 years, mm-hmm. and he came home one day, said, Mom and Dad, they were talking at the board meeting today that we really need a bed and breakfast downtown.
Something unique.
Yeah.
Something unique.
Yeah. That adds to the charm.
And
of
they
small
had
town.
Just purchased the building next door to their house and wasn't sure what they were going to do with it. So they turned it into a bed and breakfast. It took about a year and a half to retrofit it and create four bedrooms and four baths. And that's what they did.
And now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe LNN is the longest continuously operating bed and breakfast in the state operated by the same family.
That's exactly right.
Which is so cool.
Yeah. You know.
So you all have this down to a science. I mean, I feel like the family hospitality just
Well, it started
evident.
With her and him too. They both love entertaining guests and people. He's a magician.
Norris so, Priest.
I did not know that.
Downtown staple.
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, he's a semi-pro magician.
Really?
His basement looks like a theater of a magic theater. It's got red carpeting, a little proscenium, a little stage. Yeah, he's got it going on.
Top five coolest people in Henderson. Mm-hmm.
He is. And we're getting ready to celebrate his 90th birthday on July the 14th.
Happy birthday, Mr. Priest.
Yep.
If you're listening out there.
Yep. So I really wanted to do something for Nibby's 50th birthday, who is 5 days before Norris's 90th birthday. But I guess Norris gets spotlight front and center this year.
We'll give it to him, right?
Yep. Yep. So that's what you get when you purchase a bed and breakfast night. You get a night of one of four bedrooms that we have. We have two queen beds in two of the rooms, twin beds in one of the rooms, and a full-size bed in the front room that overlooks Main Street that has the most light in it of all the rooms because it's east-facing.
Speaking of light, tell us about some of those special windows.
Yes, there are 18 pieces of stained glass in transoms. Usually there's one going up the staircase that's not in a transom. And they had those commissioned by a stained glass artist in Evansville when they were turning it into a bed and breakfast.
And okay. They're so beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
they
you.
Are.
They're
they
all
are
different.
Works of art.
Yeah.
Everyone's different. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, books, birds. Flowers, geometric designs.
Very cool.
Yep.
Just adds to the character of the space.
It does. And the woodwork on the staircase and the woodwork in the house is amazing.
It is it's just charming.
What is so interesting is so many people in Henderson doesn't even know exist.
Yeah.
Well, if they're listening to the podcast, they will.
Yep, they will. That's
and most
right.
people in Henderson, I feel like, probably don't need a place to stay.
No, but their family does when
right.
they come
That's
to town.
True.
And Or if, well, we have all kinds of scenarios. We have business travelers that stay with us regularly. Dr. Tudor has stayed with us for, oh my gosh, probably 20 years. He's a not oncologist. He is a pulmonologist who goes to Eastern Kentucky from St. Louis and works with black lung patients.
Okay.
So he's a regular.
You see him all the time.
Yeah, Louis Haneo, who is with Pratt, mm-hmm. is a regular. Mm-hmm. He comes in from Atlanta. Linda was with him. She's crazier than hell. His wife.
Love you, Linda.
Love you, Linda. Yes, she's crazy. But she was with him this week for the eclipse. She stayed two nights and entertained our guests. So
Speaking of the
conversations at the breakfast table are just somewhat amazing sometimes.
I bet that's a lot of fun.
It's just a lot of fun.
Speaking of crazy, I want to know who you're most interesting guest you've ever had.
Okay. I think that here's the most interesting story about a guest. How about
Spill
that?
It. Yeah. Spill
All
the
right.
tea.
So she's known as the lady who got off the boat. Her name is Jackie Calvert.
We love Jackie Calvert.
Yeah.
We love
so
her.
So Jackie got off the boat, walked around, and fell in love and moved here from Florida. Well, while she was getting all of her arrangements made to purchase her house and moving to her house, she needed a place to stay. So guess where she stayed? LNN Bed and Breakfast. So we became lifelong friends.
She's a wonderful person.
She is a wonderful person.
There's just
person.
A light about her.
There is.
You know?
There is. So that is my most interesting story. But we've had some people that have stayed there from the Fine Arts Center. When I was the director at the Fine Arts Center, we put the animal guy up there, Peter.
Yeah.
I can't remember
his
last name.
Popovich Pet Theater.
Oh, that's
that
another
really
one. That was another one.
Okay.
That's not the one.
He did some crazy things with cats.
He did some crazy thing with cats. That's right.
Different guy, though.
Tiger King.
Peter Cottontail.
Not the Tiger King.
Oh my gosh. We have a lot of regulars that stay with us. We have people that come in town for bereavement purposes. Mm-hmm. And we have a special bereavement rate that's lower than any other rate because they weren't planning on having to travel, and we want to take care of them.
Want them to feel at home.
Feel at home. Mary Elizabeth always had the policy that you can call the day of it canceled and you don't get charged a penny.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Which is nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
Very nice.
Yeah. I had a mom and a daughter, a 14-year-old daughter and the mom that were coming up for the eclipse from South Carolina, and they had to cancel at the last minute. And she says, how much do I owe you? I said, nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
And you filled the room pretty quickly.
We did. We did.
So you mentioned South Carolina just now. Just tell us some of the stories of people who have traveled to Henderson just for a fun getaway, where they're from, and what you hear from them sitting around the breakfast table on what they think of Henderson.
A good example is this last weekend when we had the eclipse here. I had to set up a card table in the living room to feed everybody because we only have places for eight around the dining room table. And the couple that I put over at Norris's house that night, oddly enough, worked in the candle factory down in
Mayfield.
When the tornado came through.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they were buried in 5 feet of debris.
My gosh.
For 6 hours and in the hospital for 3 months. So
that's so scary.
Really scary.
That's very scary. But that was an interesting story. We had an oncologist, we had a gynecologist, and a veterinarian around the table this weekend. A fifth grade math teacher who was really, really into the eclipse because he was going out there poking holes in paper and punching holes in manila envelopes trying to get the shadow to come through at the right angle. But what they say about Henderson is it is the most friendliest place.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the most beautiful place that they have visited in a long time. And a lot of these people have traveled around the world.
Right. They're looking for that, like, authentic, all-American town.
And here's another story. She did not stay at the bed and breakfast, but I was having a drink at Hometown Roots last night.
Yeah.
And Karen, I know that's a bad name sometimes, but Karen came in. Not that Karen.
Nice Karen.
The nice Karen came in. And was ordering takeout. She's an Evansville resident, but she used to live in Henderson. And she says, you know what? There's just a difference in people's personalities across that bridge.
Yeah. Southern hospitality truly starts here.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
We are like the front door to just a different life.
A different life.
A better life.
People that are shocked and sometimes at how just kind.
People just ask how you're doing.
You greeted me when I was outside when you got out of your truck. You said hello, how are you? Smiled at me. She said, they don't do that in Evansville.
Yeah.
So.
Well,
good friend.
We do love our friends across the river.
We do.
But we think we have a very special little piece of paradise here.
A special piece of paradise.
It's the kind of place where you're driving down the road and you stick your hand up and wave at the person driving. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
That's now, are you from here originally?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, good.
Yeah.
So we all have roots. You don't have roots here originally.
I'm a transplant, but I cannot imagine life anywhere else.
There
now.
You go. Yeah.
It's just the very best place. So, okay. Let me ask you this. This is a good question.
Okay.
If you had someone, and you know what? I think this is like actually happened. We've sent you people that come in here saying, is there a good place to stay downtown?
Sure.
And then they call you. So if you have someone that just kind of on a whim ends up in Henderson and they check in at the LNN and they say, you know what? I have no plans. I have no idea what to do here.
Where do I send them?
Yeah. Tell me what to do. What would you say?
Okay. I go down and say, go see Bruce Simon at Simon's Shoes and tell him I sent you. Because people drive from three states around to go to Simon's Shoes.
Yep.
So there's Wilkerson's right up the street, too. But you don't want to miss John James Audubon Park, especially this week and this time of year in the spring when it's in bloom.
It's amazing.
It's
those wild
gorgeous.
Flowers. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, the dogwoods and the redbuds are just breathtaking.
I love the redbuds.
Breathtaking. Where else do I tell them to go? I tell them to go see our friends at the Olive Leaf because I love those girls.
Yeah.
I just love them to death.
They're awesome.
The pool
They're
girls.
Amazing. Yeah, the pool girls. I tell them to go to Elite. I tell them to go to Beach Bum. I tell them to go to Casey's Place and eat dinner. Now, what? There were seven. Now there are eight restaurants you can walk to from L&N.
That's awesome.
So that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and we have a basket in the living room that has all the menus.
That's
from all of those. When I saw that, I was like, this is so smart. And
yeah.
Well, that way they can pick out where they want to. They may want to go to the farm or the Frenchman.
Right.
Which is a little drive, but it's worth it.
And a pretty drive.
Pretty drive.
Yeah. You know, we had, if we keep talking about the eclipse, Monday was crazy. We had the eclipse.
It was a fun day.
It was the best day ever. It was the best day we have ever had.
It was like perfect weather.
Oh my gosh. It was beautiful. We saw so many people from out of town. They were all so happy. And we were talking to people just left and right here in the Welcome Center, and we were talking about, you know, things to do before or after the eclipse. Mm-hmm. You know, you can just stroll the streets of downtown, pop into little restaurants and boutiques, pop in, you know, grab a drink here, grab an app
here.
Yeah. Just, you know, make a whole day of just enjoying the quaintness and the character of our downtown.
We can. But I send them to see you all, too. And I say, make sure that you go to the depot because they have lots of great gifts and treasures, but they can give you all sorts of maps and information about
insider tips.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. We have a really cool art gallery right next door.
We really do. And I tell them about that, too.
Mm-hmm.
That looks like a gallery that should be in New York City.
That's what I said when I first interviewed for this job.
We love our gallery.
Yeah, we love our gallery.
Y'all did a great job.
Well, it's been a really great partnership with Oval, and we're just so proud of it. We think our Welcome Center is the best.
It is the best.
Tracy does such a good job putting up exhibits.
With the shows.
Yeah.
And was it your idea to have Mark Cargas out here for the eclipse?
It was.
That's a great touch.
Yeah, we knew. Okay, so what Greg's referring to on when we had the solar eclipse on April 8th, we knew that right outside our office we would have visitors from all over the country here to experience it. And we thought, you know what? What better way to welcome them to Henderson, Kentucky than by throwing on what seemed like just a pop-up bluegrass concert.
Yeah,
it was great.
So we had Zeb, Mark, and a bass player.
Uh-huh.
And they picked.
My favorite thing was whenever like little kids would go up and drop like a $5 bill or a $10 bill in the guitar case, Zeb would go, $100 bill. Shout them out, and it was the best.
We've got some big personalities around here. But the people really make the town.
They do.
And you're one of those special people for sure.
Thank you.
So, Greg, I don't know if you have listened to other episodes of the podcast.
I have not yet, but I will.
Okay. Well, then you are in for a treat.
Okay.
We have a segment to kind of wrap up our conversation that we call Test the Guest.
Test the Guest.
So you better study.
So all we're going to give you three trivia questions.
Okay.
This is good.
And we've been told that we've been a little too easy on our guests. So we've amped it up in terms of.
Really? Okay.
My husband said we have to, quote, stop throwing them softballs.
Okay.
So if you get all three questions right, Greg, you're going to leave with a swag bag.
Okay.
Coveted swag bag.
Love it, love it.
Ellie, kick this thing off.
So the way this is laid out, there's two questions. Number one and number two are multiple choice. So those are going to be kind of easier to sort through. And then the last one is open-ended.
Okay.
So the first one, because we've been talking about the L&N.
Yes.
The L&N was originally built in 1895 and home to a family of German Jewish immigrants. What was the name of this family? A. Johnson. B. Goebel.
That's it.
Well, okay. We don't even go to the next one because he got it. And
ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding. He called me out on my pronunciation.
Yeah, I think it's Goebel.
Okay, well, it was
G-O-E-B-E-L, correct? Is that right?
On your website, it's G-I-E-B.
Okay, all right. Well,
but, you know.
Something like that.
Right.
You probably know better than me. So, yeah, you got that.
Okay.
If you get all three correct, you get a swag bag full of free gifts.
Do I get to pick them out?
No, I mean, we got to pick them for you.
We'll let you pick something else on your way out just for all you do.
We know you like that gift shop.
I love the gift shop.
Greg, question two. Now the pressure's really on.
All righty.
The original Henderson Train Depot, Union Station, is located on 3rd Street.
Mm-hmm.
What year did the train station open?
This is multiple choice,
I hope. It's multiple choice.
Okay.
Was it A, 1887, B, 1924, or C, 1902?
This is a truly guess because I rode from that train station to Louisville with my grandmother.
Wow. Oh, wow.
And
that's
my
so cool.
And great-great-aunt went to Chicago all the time from that train station. That was in the 50s and 60s. But can you repeat the years, please?
Yes.
A, 1887, B, 1924, or C, 1902. And sometimes I think, see, this is why I should, like, I could never be a teacher. The best guess is probably,
I'm going to guess and say 1902.
You got that right.
I really wanted to throw that one to you.
Yeah, I saw you over
about
there.
Right. Felt
I saw,
right.
I saw the look in your eye, and was about to let
you in. I want
you
everyone to win. He got it.
You did get it.
Okay, Ellie, give him question three.
This is your last question,
okay. And
you have to get it right
okay. To
get the swag bag.
Okay.
There are 5 music festivals in Henderson.
Yes.
How many of these music festivals are free to attend?
You got to stop and
4 of the 5.
Correct.
Awesome. He got it.
Okay, maybe we need to do it even harder next time.
No, I mean, I know the festivals. And I know which one you have to pay.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. He's good, you guys. We are 3 for 3 on our guests winning the coveted swag bag.
Oh, really?
We'll get him one of good these job. Days. Even right. though I still think Brian cheated, I'll bring it up every episode.
Okay, you guys. We are so fortunate to have
thank you.
Wonderful innkeepers. You know, what Norris and Mary Elizabeth built was really amazing. What Nibby and Greg continue on is just, it encapsulates perfectly the spirit of hospitality that we want all of our guests to feel when they're here. So
as Norris comes over many mornings and does magic for the guests.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those things that you remember those experiences.
Especially the kids, and the adults too. But he is a semi-pro magician. He's been doing it 50, 60 years. So, yes, he's very much involved in the Ellen and Ben Breakfast.
Well, thank you all for everything you do.
Well, thank you for everything you do.
You are, like I said earlier, you're on the front lines, you know, with our guests, and you are making that experience.
Well, thanks.
And we appreciate it. And if you are looking for a place to stay in Henderson, look up our friends at LNN.
LNBBKY.com.
All right. Until next time, this
thanks
is Henderson.
Thanks for coming in, Greg.
Bye.